The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 0-2 in conference play and 2-3 overall. Michigan State hosts Northwestern on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could make a quick opening statement, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, thank you. We need to maintain our focus as we move forward and look forward to the challenge from Northwestern.
Thanks, Coach. Questions. Take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Larry Lage, Associated Press.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm all right. Having the stretch that you're in right now, does it make you at all appreciate even more the success you guys have had in recent years as a power in the Big Ten?
Well, I just I don't know if I appreciate that more. I understand it's very difficult to win, and I also understand that when you have these type of situations, you got to dig yourself out of the hole, and you got to focus, as I said earlier, you got to have one focus, and that's the next game, the next moment, and you got to make sure that your players are not being bombarded too much. I know they're being bombarded outside of this football building, but that the football building becomes a sanctuary for them, and then we keep coaching and be positive with our players.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Mark, I just wanted to get your opinion on the proposal announced last week for the two early signing dates. What are your thoughts on that?
I listened to Mike Riley speak a little bit. I know that it's probably inevitable that these things are going to happen. I would think that if you're going to have official visits, my take earlier, that my take on things would be that, to cap those so that you're just not overrun with official visits in those months, that to cap them some way. And but I think it's inevitable, and you're either going to be part of the solution here or you're going to stand by the side and let it, and it's going to happen. So I guess I would be in favor of doing these things to some degree.
I know you guys like to evaluate players, you know, up to late in their careers if you can. How would that affect maybe the way you guys go about things if, you know, if you had a lot of early commitment, early signings?
Well, I do think it makes it more difficult. Number one, it lessens the evaluation of a senior. You know, a senior who has a great year may get left out in the cold a little bit because the numbers might not allow that particular institution to continue to recruit them if they have commitments earlier. But I think it's heading that way already. You know, so many people are offering players as sophomores and juniors, and I really think their maturity in terms of their physical maturity sometimes doesn't hit them until, you know, sometime this summer of their senior year, going into their senior year. So it's a delicate situation. There's no real assurances that you're going to get what you want, but there never is.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Adam Biggers, todaysyou.com.
Hey, Mark. Curious about Gerald. I know that he's Gerald Holmes. I know that he's pretty artistic, and I'm wondering how that kind of translates into his personality, and what do you see as far as his vision is concerned? He seems to have pretty good vision, stays on his feet after tackles. Mm-hmm. Do you see any of that, maybe kind of, you know, artistic flair in the way that he runs the ball, the way that he sees the field?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I know that he does have artistic ability. He's a great young man. The thing that impresses me about Gerald is he's going to keep his feet moving on contact, and he does have good vision, but, you know, he runs with power. So that artistic flair may be just some paint splattered on of canvas because he'll run with power. And a great young person. I think he's got a great future ahead of him.
If I could follow up, just what about kind of going deeper into skills? What have you seen increase the most since he's gotten to Michigan State? I remember when he was in high school, he was very much a long stride runner. Mm-hmm. What have you seen him kind of develop since he's been with you?
I think, you know, just his overall knowledge of an offense, you know, especially pass production, I think he's greatly improved his pass catching skills. I think he's developed good hands. And then, you know, he's become a more dynamic runner, as you've said. You know, he's learned to play with power at this level, which is, you know, not easy. He's a very explosive player. in terms of his raw talent. And I think he's got a future maybe in football as well.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.